channeled one over, and a continuation of the visit, Miss Daisy, this Tuesday morning, the 16th of March, 1971, channeled one over, and a continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy, the 16th of March, 1971.
But it was in there, and his name, and White's name.
In Charlie James.
It was Charlie James and White. I don't know what's the other part of White. And
yeah.
All I know is Preacher White.
Preacher White.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd take Charlie James's check.
That's right. Going after Charlie's health got so bad.
Yeah.
Well, then he'd take his check. Well, everything he had was in White's care.
Oh.
Charlie done that before he got so sick. He turned everything he had over to Reverend White. Well, now you see, after Charlie passed, well, you know, White didn't live long.
Oh, he died too.
Yeah, before he passed. Well, it was all to White's wife. You know, what your husband leaves is yours. It all went to White's wife. Well, they told me one time that she said she didn't have no need for the place because she couldn't run around and see after, see what was going on. So someone asked her, what was she going to do about it? She said she'd sell it. If she could, and then asked, well, what would you be willing to take to her? Said she told him, well, I think he would be very cheap. Said, but since I don't need it, I ain't got no use for it, anybody want, I'll sell it for $1,500. Well, you know, the old house had about fell to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Most of the bottom of it was just rotten. So for a long, long time, this boy, he talked about it, they couldn't get her to come down on one time. She told him, I don't think about coming down. If I think anything, I'll think going up. So he decided then, if I want it, I better take it for the 1500. So, but she allows him a chance, you know, to pay on it. They didn't have to pay it all cash. But my Lord, the work that he got to do on the old house.
Oh.
Course, he's got it where they can live in it. They're living in it. And he continued to put a board chair in one there. And one day he got it cleaned off around there where you can see. So, Pedro, he said that him and his brother was going to buy together. I said, you going to stay with him? I said, well, I won't be there until I saw Pedro. I said, you won't miss the dimes you put on that house. I said, Leroy might be going to buy it. I don't believe Pedro won't put a nickel on that house.
What makes you think so, my baby?
Huh? He don't do nothing else. And if I was Leroy, he wouldn't make like, he wouldn't give me a dollar or two and say he hoped to buy just to stay there for nothing. Pedro ain't got nobody but himself. That boy got a wife and two or three children.
Oh, has he?
Yes. Well, Pedro, he can get him a room anyway.
Think he's like his daddy?
He must be like him. been making like they're going to put a house there. Where they hadn't burned up there. I don't know how many years. So, one night, Pedro was to the house, and he was talking. He said he's going to buy a place. Well, they planned to buy a place down here from Mamie Kelly. You know her?
Yes.
You know her?
I know her.
Well, she sold this boy an acre of ground down there. Well, he decided he didn't want to go there. And I don't blame him. I wonder what in the world he want to buy ground down there in that pond for. When it rains, my goodness, you can hardly get in there.
Yeah.
Have to go down the railroad to
yeah.
keep from waiting. So I think he sold it to these folks moved out of Jake's house up there. So they got a trailer down there.
Oh, yeah.
They got a trailer down there. So he decided he'd fix up Charlie's old house. So, well, I guess he'll do like somebody trying to build him a house. He'll fix a place good enough for him to live in. Well, later along, he'll do some work on it. Oh. So Pedro ain't giving nothing. You know this other boy, boy, he live over here on the ranch. He works for Mr. Rich or something like that. Well, I left Pedro out there doing nothing. If he stayed there, if he wasted up his money and throwed it away, and I'm here scuffling, trying to make a place for me and my family to stay, I wouldn't get it fixed and take Pedro.
But now, Burnett, he don't like insurance.
Mm-mm. No kind.
On the house or on him?
On him. Nothing.
And he don't like to pay taxes.
No, did he to pay it then? I don't guess the tax was much.
And he lived there for free.
He lived there free. Well, I don't know where he stay now. Where do he stay now?
I know he got his tractors and that school bus there at Charlie James's.
Back at Charlie James' place?
In front of it. Right on the road.
The truck.
Yeah.
Well, I would just love to know. And I reckon I'll know when Beth and them come back. Maybe. How Adam's getting along.
He's been poorly.
Hmm?
He's been poorly.
Oh, yes. He's in the hospital.
Yeah.
Now they carried him. I don't say they carried him to the hospital Sunday.
Well, now, what does Burnett talk about when you see him, Miss Daisy?
Burnett? Nothing much. I don't see Burnett enough to talk to him. You know, when I see Burnett, then he passed with that bus on his tractor. That's all. I ain't never had no talk with Burnett. I just don't fool with Burnett.
Well, I thought he was a big talker.
He might be.
I don't know.
But if he is, I don't know it, because I ain't trying to talk with him. I don't fool with Burnett.
Yeah.
And I've been knowing Burnett a long time before he was a grown man. I knew Burnett when he was a boy.
Well, has he changed?
But, you see, he lived over here with his grandma. I live with over here.
Yeah.
Well, after she passed, I didn't see Bunny. You know, in her lifetime, he had to go to church every Sunday. He had to go to Sunday school when she was raised. But you see, after she passed, well, nobody to make him, and you don't see him.
No, he's always out there. Sunborn, just like any other
that's
morning.
That's right.
Working on them machines.
Work all day Sunday on them things. If he lose a piece and got to wait till he can buy a ring again, his track and go to haul wood.
Yeah.
He do say.
Oh, that's how he hauls wood on his tractor.
Yeah, he hook his tractor to the trailer.
Well, that trailer burned up.
He got him a little old trailer about along this table.
Still got one?
Yes, sir. He had it the other day. He
That's right.
The house with some wood on it.
Well, it don't hold much.
No, it don't hold much. But he fills it up.
What are the holes he'll put in it?
I don't know. I don't know where he kept nothing. But I know he holds wood.
Yeah. Well, he's just so busy all the time. He's just
working on them old things.
Hey, where's Mama?
I'll see where Mama is. She'll visit a little while and then we'll...
It's getting long, Miss Daisy. You gotta get...
Why, sure.
Morning, pretty good.
Well, that's just fine. You are just always feeling pretty good. Maybe just not real good, but
not
pretty good.
Real good, but good enough to go along.
To go along, that's just the way it goes, isn't
yes.
it? Yes.
So
well, that's the way it goes along with me.
You look
pretty good.
Fresh every morning.
I'm not fresh, though.
You don't feel fresh.
Oh, I ought to feel real fresh. I got a new great grandbaby.
Oh, is it come?
Yeah, it's come. A
what?
Boy.
Another boy?
Yeah, she's got three boys now.
What did the name be?
Named Shannon Hurley. Her name was Hurley.
Mm-hmm.
And so Shannon came from some of my people way back.
Oh.
Name was Shannon. And so they liked the name Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine it'll be called Shan.
That's right. Well, when did it come?
Yesterday morning.
Good.
I
know she's glad.
My daughter got there Saturday. She flew Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And got there that morning and said they had a nice visit in the afternoon and then all day Sunday. And
mm-hmm.
she just went to the hospital sometime Sunday night, I think.
When?
And was born Monday morning, maybe 3 or 4 o'clock, something like that. I forgot just what she said. And she said, yes, so far. Of course, that was so soon after the husband had not come home. She was there with the boys.
Yes.
And she, of course, hadn't seen her or just what they had called for.
Mm-hmm.
And told her that it was a beautiful 9 pounds.
Oh!
That's an enormous baby, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm telling you.
And she's taller than I am, taller than Faye. But she's had to be on the bed, off of her feet for a right small, off and on, not all the time.
Yes.
But from some trouble that she had when she had the other baby, I think, or something.
Yes.
And so he thought was the safest for her to stay off her feet as much as she could.
That's right.
And she was taking off all everything that had salt in it.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't eat very fruits much because she has, she takes diarrhea
mm-hmm.
if she eats fruit juice much. So she didn't have that. And she said that she drank lots of water. And she was drinking lots of water and taking a lot of beef juice
yes.
and beef, you know,
mm-hmm.
steaks.
Yes.
So that caused the baby, I bet you, to be big.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he's got a big bone.
That's right.
And because if she had to eat a lot of lean meat, you know, and things like that. She wrote that she had not gained much, so he didn't want her to gain.
Mm-hmm.
And she gained too much before, I think, the last baby. And he didn't want her to gain. And so she just stayed off of, you know, fattening food.
That's right.
She couldn't eat any cheese. She was, and they took her off of milk for a while.
She loved it.
Yeah, they took her off of milk, and she lived on milk all her life.
Mm-hmm.
And but when she was home Christmas, she said she just had to take some milk. She said she just had to. So I said she just couldn't live on
just Diva dotted forever.
Just everything. And so I guess she kept her drinking, maybe not as much as what she had used to. But I don't know what to call it, but my daughter said she had a saddle block, and that's that she wants to see the baby come.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to know about it.
Okay.
And she don't want to be put to sleep while, and you know, and all. She wants to really know that
what's happening.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Of course, that won't make it any worse, but might be a little. I said, but she wanted to know. She wanted that, and I don't know what to do. But they just don't give her any. They may give her some, you know, kind of medicine to make it a little easier or something like that. But she wanted to know when the baby came. And she kept saying all the time that the baby, everything seemed masculine, like a boy. You know? And so I don't think she's too disappointed then.
That's right.
But she had hope, though. They all of us had hope that she'd have a girl, because with the two boys. And, but they'll get along fine, and the grandmother was there with the boys, and had taken an apartment right as close as from here to the trailer, to their apartment, so she could just be right there and take care of them, you know. And I don't know how long she stayed.
Well, that's her mother?
Yes, her mother. Her mother went from Knoxville to Houston, Texas, to Texas. She flew and got there Saturday, and the baby was born Sunday morning, Monday morning.
It didn't have a long wait.
Well, she told her to. She told her mother not to come until the 13th. She wanted her to be there afterwards more than before.
Yes.
She said she'd need her after. I don't think they keep them in the hospital very long now, unless they have some kind of serious problem.
No, I don't think so either.
And so, she won't probably be in the hospital very long, and so just maybe. Somebody said 3 days or 5 days at the most. But so anyhow, she gets along.
That's
and she
right.
was all right.
Depending on how she
so my daughter
along.
Don't know just how long she'll stay. She said she guessed she'd stay as much as 2 weeks. Anyway.
She'll stay till she gets strong
enough to count it on, huh? I don't know whether she can get some help, if she can get her some help to kind of help with it.
Mm-hmm.
But her husband's awful good, though, to kind of help. He's been helping
but
do the work.
He going to school?
But he's going to school, and he has to take, you know, have his time there. But anyway, she said she didn't know when she'd be home, so she said that as soon as she got home, while they come back, they'd come down here for me. So I don't imagine it'll be more than 2 or 3 weeks anyway. Then I'll be going home.
You'll be going home.
Yeah, I'll be going back up there. I'll be lonesome. I just run around so much down here.
So you run around too much.
I run around down here. But I've been a little dizzy. I think it's my. We went to my eye doctor, but I think it's the glasses. They haven't got me changed right yet, I don't think. I haven't got them adjusted some way. Just right. He thinks it's my ears that I'm in, so Faye going to take me to the ear doctor tomorrow. She's just so afraid, and she, I'll get, you know, something down here, and she won't look at me. Right. She was thinking my daughter up there was thinking she didn't take care of me.
Oh, but I bet she do.
Oh, she does. She pets me. She pets all of us. She pets the guy, and she pets everybody around here. And bless her heart. She's just so sweet to everybody. She's real good. Did you go out there to see it? Could you tell anything coming up?
Been to the garden. He's putting out peppers.
Putting out peppers today?
Yeah. Yeah. Got two leaves on.
Already?
Is he putting out? He just got two little leaves.
Oh, he grew them in boxes or something. And, and just set them out. That's mighty little to set out, isn't it? Looks to me like that's
what I thought, but I guess they'll be all right. He sure is taking special care.
Yeah, but that's awful tender for them to be moved.
Yeah, it's the truth. They all have as much as four or five leaves something.
Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
But I'm going to watch it and see.
He just can't wait.
I'm going to watch and see.
Yeah, you're going to watch and see.
Yeah.
But you know you've planted things too, just like flowers. You can't take them up too tender.
Too young.
The little stalk.
Well, you see, they don't have much room.
No, and they haven't got any roots.
That's what I'm talking about. Nothing be the trial but a failure, so he tried.
I guess he's putting little box, whatever they're in, I guess. A lot of dirt.
Well, he's taking them out of a little box, he's putting them in the naked ground, and sprinkling something over the top of them. I don't know what it is, some kind of brown looking stuff he put on top of the ground after he put them in the ground.
After put them in the ground.
I guess maybe that's something.
Fertilizer or something? Wouldn't be fertilizer.
No, it's not fertilizer.
I believe she said something about some sawdust or something. I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
But they can't stand much strong stuff. I mean stuff when they're so little. And tender. Well, could you see the tomatoes? He's put out some tomatoes.
Yes, his tomatoes.
And they're little bitty things,
onions. And they'll put it.
The onions, he just put the onions out a day or two ago. Saturday, or Friday, I said. He put the onions.
They're standing up green.
Are they?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, they'll grow on right on off.
You know, it don't take much for onions to live.
They're not hard to grow.
You can put
them
in a bag in the house and they'll grow.
They'll grow right out. Out of the bag.
Yeah.
Yes, I cut them off and make me a fresh onion. Yes, well, they're having lots of fun. They're so nice. Now, they stayed out here last night.
That's what Miss Mars told me.
Slept in that trailer.
I said, he'd get up early and get on up to his work. She said, well, Miss Daisy, they spent the night last night, so he could be here early this morning. Now they cook out there.
Yes, she had hamburgers last night out there. She came in and says, Faye had some food here, and she says, are you all going to, she said they were going to stay all night. She says, well, if you've got food. She says, yeah, we came prepared tonight. We've got hamburgers and everything. Faye told her she had enough for stew she had left. She would have enough for them if they'd stayed. I'm eating here. Yeah. And they said, no, she didn't say they were prepared. She came prepared to stay last night and brought some hamburger meat and they were going to cook it. She got a spatula there.
When they home, where do they stay?
They live in an apartment. They just have, I guess, a little efficiency, one room and kitchen. I guess that's all that she has. I haven't seen where they live. So I really don't know. But they both, you see, are in school.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't have much time and no, not much space, I guess.
At least they gone?
No.
They gone?
I think they faith said they were going to be out
all day.
I don't know whether they were going to stay all day or not. She just said, Mother, if you don't want to go in town, you can stay out here. I think they're going to stay out here, but I don't know. I'm not sure that they're going to stay all day out here. I guess if he gets his peppers out. Well, have you been anywhere visiting or done anything?
No,
like
ma'am,
that?
I haven't been nowhere. Just been there home. I tried to hoe some weeds yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're growing so fast now.
The weeds are.
Oh.
Getting around your flowers.
That's right. Trying to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Have you been, you haven't been to work this week, though, have
no,
you?
No, I haven't been to work this week.
Yeah. So,
I ain't gonna have no peaches this time.
Oh, you're not? By the, were they killed?
They bloomed twice.
Oh.
You know, they was blooming when your daughter was down.
Yeah. Here. Yeah.
And they come over there and visit me a little while.
Uh-huh.
She said, oh, yeah, peach trees is blooming. I said, yes, I'm just make the second time.
Oh.
I said, the cold one kill them.
Yeah.
God. He said, they'll bloom again. But I think that was the last
time. That was
bloom.
The last time. Well, did you have peaches last year?
Well, I had plenty of them last year, but they wasn't no good.
Oh, weren't
they? They rotted.
Oh. Well,
soon
then they just might as well get
right
killed then.
And start rotting.
Just might as well get killed as the as the rot then. As soon as
that's right.
The maid. Well,
Miss Daisy, you know you may be lucky that you didn't go to school so much.
Maybe so.
Cause
well, I guess that's always funny. I don't think I got much here.
Because
everybody couldn't go to school and get an education.
Well, them that goes seems like they don't learn much.
Mm-hmm.
Now you see, somewhere along the line, you learn to listen to people
mm-hmm.
and talk to people and know things.
That's right.
And if you'd gone to school, more than likely you wouldn't have done that.
Well, I don't expect I would. I'd be doing something I thought was bigger or better.
And
but
I think...
Since I ain't got none,
yeah.
Well, I have to do this.
But I think these people that you've known and have talked to all along, you see... Like Banks and the woman we talked about a while ago.
Come on, Francis.
Francis. And this Miss Brown.
Mm-hmm.
See, you knew her.
Yeah, I know her. Well, we used to go to church every Sunday together. We didn't go together, but we'd meet at church, different churches.
Yeah, that'll take the place of a whole lot of schooling. That schooling might sin, Miss Daisy.
School is a nice thing if you treat it nice. Education is all right if you know how to use it.
That's right.
But now you look at them that's got it or who's
mm-hmm.
been to school and look at what it's done for them.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It looks like money thrown away. Because they could have not went to school that day and made their way to the chain gang.
Sure.
And the more education they get, the more they steel brick in.
Yeah, more they expect.
Tail.
Yeah, they just get so they expect so much.
That's right.
Well, now, they don't come over and sit down and talk to you. You're an older person now, you see.
Who that?
These young people.
No, they ain't got time for women. Not well, even my own children.
Well, they go.
They ain't got time for me.
They go to school. Now, if some of them didn't go to school and sort of kept do like you did,
mm-hmm.
you see, they'd talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a big difference, isn't it?
Big difference. Mm-hmm.
Faye?
Yeah.
Miss Day's been ready some time.
All right, I guess I better run her home.
She's got to go down there and transact some business.
That's right.
Well, I enjoyed my little visit.
Well, we enjoyed it.
Let me go back and see about that old man.
Oh, yes. Well, it's fine to have an old man to go back to.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Do you have some milk?
No.
Let me give you a little.
Milk.
Oh,
okay. Give that to your man.
I gave it.
She gave him one.
You get two.
Magazine.
Oh,
can
yeah.
This.
I didn't realize
he'll
that.
Look, Mr. Miles, till his eyes run water.
He's just a great reader, isn't he?
He just didn't know. He's just a great looker.
Great.
And sometimes he sleeps. He don't see. But he holds it.
He don't always tell you what he reads.
No, he don't know. Because sometimes he don't be reading.
Yeah. Did you get up this morning, or did you just wake up and lay there?
Me? No, I get up.
You know what we're talking
I
about?
I get up for sometimes 5:30. Sometimes I get up at 5. Sometimes I don't get up to 6. I got up this morning 5:30. But you see, since I don't have to work every day, well, sometimes I wake up and I don't get up.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, this 6 o'clock business, that's going to cut your day down.
I'm going to get on up.
That's going to cut your day down, Miss Daisy. Your day's going to be so short if you wait till 6 o'clock.
So my day's going to be so short?
Yeah.
No. If I got something to do, Mr. Mile, I'll get on up from there.
Yeah.
And get started.
Yeah.
But I got up this morning. Looking so much like rain. What
yeah.
I planned to do, I couldn't do it. Get
yeah.
out in the yard and it's thundering back down there for a while. It's pouring down out of the wind.
Yeah.
I don't reckon Miss Miles will come this morning. So.
Yeah.
So rain.
Uh-huh. But you see.
What difference is that?
It cleared off, didn't it?
Yes.
And now then the sun's shining. Well, you know, I told you that didn't make any difference to me. It's a good day to visit. You could, pull weeds down instead of hoeing them.
That's the way I'll have to get them.
They'll get a lot better, won't they? When they
all
push
them. If I pull in, I may do something else.
Oh, you I mean? Might do something else. Wonder what you would do. You can't wash.
I don't want to wash.
You don't want to iron.
Now this is Channel 1 over and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 16th of March, 1971. Channel 1 over, around, I don't know, a foot, 400 or 500. Channel 1 over, halfway through, 400 or 500. Channel 1 over, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Tuesday morning, the 16th of March, 1971.
Can't quite sit up all night the same way.
Well, what time
I went to bed last night? 8:30.
Babies, we just waited for the baby to bawl and then fed her and bathed her a little bit and put her back to bed.
Yeah.
And no, one day, Saturday, it was a beautiful day, and we went for a long, long ride.
Yeah.
All around, see everything.
Well, we're going to go up that cool fence now.
In Washington.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day.
Yeah.
And Sunday was pretty, too. It was long.
Gail was off, so he could, he drove for you.
So you just...
But they get on all right. We went out grocery shopping Friday night, and she drove.
And the baby's name what?
Lana
Lee. Have you ever heard that name
before? Isn't that nice? Lana Lee.
Somebody told me, well, that's strange. Never heard of that before.
That girl that Debbie came over there, and she said something about the baby. She said, what's his name? And I said, Lionel Lee. She said, when in the world did they ever get such a name as that? You shut up. Better than Debbie.
And she just got a nice place to live in. And everything convenient.
Yeah, yeah, it's a real nice place. Gerald wants to buy something, though he's not going to stay there. He keeps looking around.
Well, that's right. He might as well go and do it because things going on up. He can't.
Well,
but it's a real nice house, but it's
I tell you, if a Democrat gets in, things will really go up for us. And our retirement won't be worth much.
The upstairs, you go up that 3-4 steps.
That's why I'm glad to hold on to Nixon. He's trying to curb it, you know.
Are they planning just to settle up there, not see the world anymore?
Well, Gerald will be there for, he hopes, 2 or 3 years anyhow.
Oh, really?
You can't
But he's already talking about going somewhere. He wants to go to Thailand.
Well, he also, you know, he's good in research, and that's just old this.
She wouldn't mind going in a couple of
years. What he's doing, is right now, they're doing research in these chicken things, you know, like to see what kind of people trade at these Kentucky chicken and wishbone and all, what kind of people, and whether they can afford it, and whether they're getting the money's worth and all that, doing research in that.
Yeah.
And you know, that sort of piddling stuff.
They send these people out in the field to get all these facts, and then Gerald
works the computer.
He doesn't go out in the field on it. He works.
They send the facts in, and he
tries to find out people and what income type people buy those things. Stocks. They must have us on there.
And well, they can. That's right, from Wishbone, and see whether they can afford, whether they get the money's worth out of the stuff or not.
In Kentucky.
Well, I never thought about anybody working on that.
Well,
let me tell you, I don't know what I can stand it up there or not.
Oh, it's an awful rat race.
Oh, Lord, you won't live up there.
Just think about out here at Shiloh and over there on Warby, even with Mr. Ashmore.
Even with Ashmore. Up there, you might have 40 million Ashmores.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, but
they're out in a nice section, and they've got some awful nice neighbors.
Well, who wants neighbors?
He's gone all the time, and he has to leave early in the morning. Doesn't get back till 5 or 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And
what do you want with nice neighbors?
Well,
what in the world do you want with nice neighbors? Well, they are helpful. I tell you, they help them out. They lend them beds and TVs and I don't know what all. They didn't have any furniture when they got there.
Yeah.
You know, their furniture was all storage. And it was
you don't have any nice neighbors.
Yeah, I do. I have some right nice
neighbors. You don't even have neighbors.
I do have neighbors. I have one next door that won't pick up his garbage. The dog's turned it over. It's been out there for a week.
His looks like Ashmore's only worse.
I could cut him out every time I go
by. Well, now that's the sort of neighbor, isn't it?
And I got Mary
next door.
That's
right. And then
I had to build. So they
never
come out. So
they're nice. Concrete place to keep them from washing their way. They have me up on a cliff.
No, I mean, really. It's so nice. And look what down in Columbia, wherever they were. You see, everything they did was interesting. And they didn't have any good neighbors.
No,
nice
Lord, they were scared to death of those people down there.
Scared of them.
Yeah.
I don't know whether I could survive that very long. An office job. But,
2 years.
I wouldn't like that.
I'd say, but it's...
On
well,
the other
Gerald
hand,
doesn't have to worry about the neighbors. He's not fair. He just has to worry about the people in
well,
the office.
Well, what Becky talking about?
Baby.
Yeah. She really was lighthearted when she was. She and Judy were here that night. They were talking about Bogota. That was.
Well, that's quite an experience for Becky.
She talked well.
Oh, it was
a
show.
It means a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be interesting for her to think about years to come. It was an experience. And if he still, if he wants to go somewhere,
people,
he'll go
he
somewhere.
He'll never get back. I think he'd stay
he
me up there in Washington.
Years, she wouldn't mind going to this place that he was offered a job, but she wouldn't go
I think
they
probably
offered
to go at that rat race in Washington.
Maryland?
It's right out on the coast.
What's,
on the point that sticks way out.
What's your other son-in-law's name?
But she said it was too small.
Henry.
Linda has a husband named Philip.
Philip.
We got enough.
I don't know what Henry.
Philip Jones, Mrs. Jones.
I can't ever get used to that. If
I can't
Linda
Mrs.
Jones
from Linda. That just knocks me out.
Let me tell you. I haven't seen Henry so long. The last time I saw Henry, he was working for that cigar place.
He still works for him.
Well, let me tell you, does he ever talk about it? That's one of the most innocent things in this whole country. Just meet all sorts of people in that.
Oh, Henry never talks much about anything. When he's around us, he's very quiet.
Well, I haven't been around him. You reckon he talks about it around?
I doubt it. He talks about sports.
He likes
crazy
sports.
About any kind of sport.
I'm not interested in sports. I want to know about Eli.
The people that he meets on his route.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He travels around up there around Live Oak and back in there, has a regular route.
Yes.
Then he goes back in the country up in the boondocks.
That's what I'd love to go with him sometime.
Well,
now,
that would be interesting.
You suppose it'd be in a way I could just
shoot up at a lake city and
ride around with him
sometime? I don't see why not.
I live an awful girl life.
I tell you, you must if you want to go up there and travel around the boondocks. But you know, some of these country stores, you run up on some nice, interesting people.
The stores anywhere along the route. He stops.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to that country store over here, out from Orange? It's called Irvine or something like that.
They sell everything underneath the sun.
Have you ever been to that country store?
Oh, in the line of cigars and cigarettes and candy.
Irvine.
Paper towels.
Or have you been in the country store over there?
I just barely been in it. I don't know.
Well, we went over there one day
you know, like,
and saw it, and then we see it every week when we go to Tampa
and
Clip One.
Hair dryers.
Good night.
Bob, what's your mama up to now? You haven't. You told me about it was just you smashed your finger.
Well, she's deaf, so sometimes she can't hear the. You can ring her for about 10-15 minutes, and finally you may get her on the telephone. Can't hear, and then she can barely walk, as you know, and then she can barely see. And
let me tell you.
She
don't have to have a whole lot of electricity in the house.
The moss blew down, and so she collected bags and bags of moss.
No, I guess I don't know quite what you mean by that.
Bob's mama, she can get around the dark. She don't need much light.
She goes to bed early.
Well, she goes to bed about
4:00. Before it gets dark.
Then
of course, she's got a light by bed. She can turn on if she wakes up, you know.
And
she
wakes up all
the time. She doesn't burn much lights or do much cooking or anything.
Well, she cooks all she has to eat.
Well, I know that, but she doesn't have to cook a whole lot. Doesn't use electricity too much.
Well, she has no business being by herself.
Well,
for a while she couldn't hear the phone for anything.
She just doesn't want to put up with a whole lot of foolishness. can understand that.
Well, she wants to stay by herself. She's here.
Well, if she'd quit praying, I'd be better off. I'd be lots better off if she quit praying. And keep out of that old Roberts business. She sends him money. Now, this is a round robin. She sends old Roberts, the preacher, you know, who works miracles.
Yeah.
He had her up there and says, now it says, now walk across the stage without your walker there. Well, she does that at home. That was a miracle. Anyway, she sends that old faker money to pray to get, you know, to get me what it amounts to go down and work on a house. And I send the money, and she used that money to send to Roberts.
To get him to pray.
To get him to pray to send me down here to work. No, God, I swear that just
we
killed
could do
me.
That a lot quicker.
I send her money. She takes the money I send and gives it to Roberts to pray to send me to down there to do the work.
Well, he's not down there.
No, but
he's all around.
Wherever
he
is. He
prays wherever he is.
All you got to do is
send him what you want to pray for. And send him money.
You mean long distance? Way off?
Wherever he happens to be. If he's out in Texas, why you should send him money out there and he'll pray?
No, he was down in Tampa.
He was in Tampa.
He had a great big meeting down there.
And was in Clearwater once.
I was amazed at something the other day. Did you see that thing in the paper yesterday about him having that healer at the Episcopal Church?
What's that?
You didn't read the paper.
No.
They had.
I always miss anything.
It was Saturday, and they said she was an Episcopalian and she was a healer. And she was going to preach and counsel all day up at the Episcopal Church, and that she was going to have a laying on of the hands.
Is this in Gainesville?
In Gainesville.
Oh,
you
I
have your Saturday paper? In the Saturday
yes.
paper?
Yes. I'll look it up.
Lively. Her name was Lively, and they had a picture down there. She said she had been a long, sort of a faith healer sort of a person, and I have never heard of anything to beat that in the Episcopal Church.
Me neither.
Well, I'm sure I wasn't mistaken, but you read it and see.
How long has this been going on, Oral Roberts?
Oh,
Lord, for years.
So
I'm worn out. I'm worn out from that fellow talking to the Lord to send me down there.
He gets
me down there.
He gets
right.
results.
Yes, he does.
First
my
thing
own
you know,
expense.
You
I pay the money out to
yeah.
Round Roberts.
She wrote one time.
They give her money to pray to Roberts.
We
he keeps the money
home.
And prays, and the Lord sends me down there.
Now,
I said we were down there one day. She'd been deaf for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Couldn't hear a thing. The phone would ring for hours. She couldn't hear it. So we got home, and she called up about 7 or 8 o'clock and said, you know, I can hear.
Oh.
And
she said
that Mrs. Brown had called her. That's a friend that goes and get a grocery to Mrs. Brown's call, and she heard the phone ring, and she answered it. And then she called the teller. She said, "Yeah." So then she wrote in a couple of days and said, "You will laugh about this, but my faith and Oral Roberts and the good Lord has restored my hearing. Well, it hasn't quite restored it, so she goes back into its nerves." The nerve death. Sometimes she gets upset or something like that, she can't hear a thing. And then again, she can hear a little bit. But she said, Oral Roberts. She always gives Oral Roberts credit for it.
Well,
at least keeping my brother alive.
Yeah.
Instead of sending, she sends him money too. I'm doing that too, you know. And she's sends. Because she prays for my brother. That takes more money than my money that I send down there. She doesn't get much of it. Brother Roberts gets it. But he keeps my brother alive, and he keeps me busy.
Well, it costs your mama to pray, don't it?
It costs me for old Roberts to pray. It's very expensive for me.
Well, you're doing a good work. You're giving it to the Lord.
I wonder if I could take that off my income tax. It's some kind of round robin affair.
I never have heard of her.
Oh, good Lord. He's got
He was on Mike Douglas's show about a month ago.
Has for years
he's
had this healing business. He used to, I know he was in Tampa some years ago and had this child that he was going to make walk or something. And the kid fell down and nearly killed himself, and they sued him, and they said he could never go back to Tampa again, but he has been back there since. But he has these big old tent meetings, and people just get carried away.
He's not.
And they're all nice dressed, nicely dressed people. I've seen on the radio, television.
Yeah.
Well, he protects himself.
But
he protects himself.
Organization out in Kansas City or somewhere, millions and millions of dollars in this beautiful building and all kinds of stuff. He really made the money off of Bob and his friends.
Yeah. Mike Douglas said to him, said, "Now, do you heal people?" He says, "No, I don't do any of that." He said, "What happens is this." He said, "People write to me, and I pray to the Lord, and if it's the Lord's wish, the Lord heals them." That's the way he passes it up, see.
Yeah.
They write to me. He doesn't say how much money to send him to do it. Like you heard about the old Irishman said, the father came around to the father, did the Catholic, and said he wants some money. Said the husband, wanted to get out of purgatory into heaven. Said, well, and he kept after, and so finally one day he said, "Well, I got him all out except one leg. I'll need $10 more." She said, "Well, if he's letting her out, he can drag that leg in."
Bob, let me tell you, before you leave, I won't see you anymore for a month or two. You've got that little old bug that I despise, that little old jalopy out there.
Yeah.
But you know, I've
well, you and I both are in the same boat. I don't like it very well either.
Well, I know.
We've had more trouble with that darn car. Oh,
well,
yeah.
I'm ready to get rid of it.
Yes.
You've had trouble with it.
Gosh,
I've had it in the shop every day for weeks.
And always, they don't fix the thing I take it there for, but to break down something else. So next time I have two.
Right.
And then I take it there for both of those, and they won't fix those. They'll break up something else.
Well, what
then
trouble?
I have three.
What
and
trouble?
So I just keep it going. I finally got tired of it.
What
are you
going to
do with it, sir?
I don't know.
What trouble have you had with it?
Well, the first place, what took Mr. Birch? Mr. Birch said he does our work for him.
Yeah.
He said your valves need grinding. So the good brother just ground one side, didn't grind the other. And so I took it up there. The signal lights went bad. And so Mr. Birch said, "Well, they have a map up there, the chart, the way these things go." And he needed another part that they didn't give me up there. See, they especially wouldn't do that. So give me all the material that I'd bought for him to fix it. So I have to go back there. He said, "Well, you got to go back there anyway." I said, "Well, I just get them to put it in." So that's where I got started. So they fixed the signal light, and then the thing wasn't running. Wasn't running right. So they sent it. He said, "Get them to put it. It's not something's wrong." He said, "Put it through that machine. They can check it." So he just put points and condenser in the week before, and they said it needs points and condenser.
Yeah. They always want to tune it.
Yeah, well.
Well, I didn't think anything ever went wrong with the DW.
Well, that's nothing, Marilyn.
What?
40.
No, hers
has
100.
I got 100. I got
100,000
and 500 or 600 on mine.
On your what?
Ford.
Yes.
And it runs fine.
And I've never had anything done.
But don't ever get another VW. I'm sick.
Well, let me tell you.
The car I'm going to get after this is a Mustang.
Judy's
got
Judy's
a good one. Gerald had a nice one. And they just give pretty good service. Marilyn's Ford. I'm going to a Ford.
You know all the little nigger girls have got Mustangs now.
They sure have.
Yes, sir.
Well, they know what was a good thing when they see it. They hear about them. Although you know what's name has one and it doesn't work.
Yeah, Vivian's daughter
bought
a second hand one from Ridgeway, and they have had most awful trouble with it.
I wouldn't buy a second hand one, but I'd buy a new one.
Well, let me tell you. I have, you talk about the VWs. I thought, we just tried these cars here, you know. I thought, well, we'll pay $1,000 and we get a good car and it'll hold up and all we do is go to Tom Bank. Well, sir, these high compression motors, they've got so we can't keep them running. We can't keep them tuning. Phase gets a knock, a little click in it.
Why you worry about a little click? I don't pay attention to clicks.
You never put an STP in it?
Well,
yeah.
It just gets bigger.
Right.
It won't work in this car.
Well, that's when
tried
I first
you
got
tried
the car that I'm using.
You tried STP?
We
tried the Ford and
it
works for
us.
And
said it would cost God knows how much to take out all the valves. I don't know how many it had. He said they couldn't tell by, you know, which one it was that took them all out.
Yeah.
I said, well, just let it go, and I put STP in it.
No more trouble.
100,500. I've never done anything but put STP in it every now and again.
Well, that's advertised. It's
when I change the oil, I put can.
You know, they tell me down there, they just sit back and say you drive too slow. All you get is carbon. They say you just open it up. I open it up. It just closes up that much more.
I know you opened
way
it up.
Too
you
late,
went by me the other day.
Way
like
too
a
late
shot.
To open up. We drive 70 now.
I think that's one reason my car
on.
Is going so good because I do drive fast. I drive
you burn
fast.
It out.
Your Ford?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If they,
we
you
drive
burn 70. It out. Burn the carbon out when you drive it.
That's what they asked me about the VW when they said, you just drive around town in it? And I said, oh no, I drive
well, you have to drive it fast
road.
Too.
Yes.
Yeah, we drive it fast too.
See, it doesn't matter whether it's a big or little
right?
car.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You drive them fast.
Well, I didn't know how long you had trouble with that VW.
Oh, well, we've had for now the past month. Well, I think
it started cutting up
about 2 months ago.
I guess about 2 months ago.
Well, that's
I got to take it and get some more work done on it. It's not running right.
Right.
So I spent over $120 on it.
Yeah.
And
$100 is
nothing.
That's nothing.
Oh, yeah.
That's nothing.
I had the valves. They were wore out.
Mm-hmm.
They were past that. I had them put in, and he did me a favor and just charged me $100.
Well, that's right. He did. That's right. They wanted $300 the VW place to put in. Fix my valves.
In the VW place.
That's
yeah.
right, $300. I said, well, what, for grinding valves? He said, well, it's 90 to 150 to grind valves, depending on what it needs. But he said, you can't stop there. He said, you got it down, you got to tighten the bearings, you got to do this. He said, it'll run around $300. I said, you haven't even seen the car. He said, I don't need to see it.
Any kind.
Why,
yeah.
You couldn't get enough mechanics if you had every other person. At that rate.
I tell you, there's one thing to do, and I figured this way. To get a new car and trade it every 2 years and let the other person do the wiring. It costs you about the same in the long run. Well, it costs you a little more. But
you
Lord,
no
you don't have all that worry. Now, that thing is driving me crazy, that old VW.
They'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now
once I start cutting up, you just might as well give up.
Yeah, I tell you, get a new one and drive it 2 years and trade it and let the other man do the wiring.
You talk about being
basically have women in your house.
you talk about getting hysterical. Why, it would make anybody hysterical to fool with these.
Well, I
cars.
Can't sleep at night sometimes with these things between these and the sheriff.
You go down there and pay $20, $30, and $40 for the dad burn thing.
Bob's
and got to go to court.
Jury trial.
A jury. They want me for jury. I forgot to mail in. I didn't forget. I thought I'd get by without having to mail that thing in. Why you don't need to can't serve a jury, you know?
Yeah.
So they
called. And so they sent me a letter and for jury trial. So I'm going to call up the judge tomorrow and see if I can't get off. I'm going to tell him that I have it's the first day of classes, and I'd have to dismiss 70 students if I go
you
up there.
You have a bomb planted in the building, you have to dismiss them anyhow.
Well, no, that's another matter.
They frequently do that.
I could say, well, is this equivalent to a bomb? He wouldn't say that, but anyway, the point is, I'm going to try to get out.
How can I get in
touch
with
him? He's there tomorrow.
God knows I can't ever get in touch with him. I haven't seen him in about 3-4 weeks.
Oh, really?
Who is that?
Next time I see him, I'll mention it to him, see when he's going to be having a nice, good ride through the country.
Oh, Oh, him.
Yeah.
Well,
how's Linda?
Linda's fine.
That's Jones. Her name
Jones, yeah.
He just can't remember.
Bill gets through in this term. He's going to finish.
Well, then he's what?
I don't know. He's talking about going to getting a master's.
And she'll teach some more.
She's going to have, she'll be teaching until June anyhow. Then they hope to come home and spend the summer. I hope they will.
You
got
to quit getting it.
Huh?
Oh, I have one all the time there, say.
Oh, Chris,
when
did
that happen? I didn't know you
were there. Well, I do too.
I got it gets something most nights I have it.
Well, I've been working
pretty hard a couple of days.
You head over the books like going like
trying
that.
To get caught up from that
you
week
ought,
I was off, you know?
You ought to have been sitting right there next to that.
No, I don't think it makes any difference.
Or just me.
He, I don't.
Oh,
I don't
know,
but I know I've got it, and I know I can't turn it. You know.
Oh, that's
y'all
a
come back and see us, man.
No,
maybe
it's well,
back
on my head.
That's right. I'd be fine.
Yes,
I played Tiny today.
You did?
I didn't do too well with that last movement of the Moonlight, but I never do too well with it.
He's still practicing.
Yeah, I enjoy it, though.
Guy, come over sometime.
All right.
I'll probably check on you a trip through the Suwannee River District over there, whatever you call it, Columbia County.
You know, the trouble is, my staying power is not as great as it might be. Half a day is better than a whole day for me.
I don't know how his days run.
I doubt if he could come. He doesn't get back. He starts out in the morning.
He starts
back
out early, I think.
Five
some
o'clock.
Nights he doesn't get back till, you know, supper, way after supper time, about supper time, and some nights he's through early.
Yeah.
I think.
She's still
wouldn't that be something?
Yeah.
Something? Oh, yeah. She's just running.
When
it.
Spring comes and you can ride out in the country.
Yeah.
Well, y'all come see us.
It was an introduction. All ready for you.
Isn't that nice? I'm going to turn on the light. Yeah, we can see all right. Y'all come over now.
We surely enjoyed the visit.
We were complaining.
You didn't get anything going. I couldn't think of any good subject.
Well, I tell you.
The Ashmore is that nice.
Yeah. Well, that was about as good. They got going there at last.